This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Drug overdose deaths in Denver are rising. The city announced Thursday that at least 184 people have died so far this year. That's only about 30 fewer than in all of last year. Officials worry that stress and isolation related to the pandemic may drive up drug use. Colorado voters will decide in November whether to give residents of the state's three gambling towns control over betting limits and the types of games casinos can offer. That proposed constitutional amendment is qualified for the ballot. Voters will weigh in on at least 11 statewide ballot measures this fall. Republicans gathered in Windsor Thursday for the conclusion of the Republican National Convention. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
It was a relatively subdued but celebratory mood as guests mingled over drinks and appetizers under a large white tent. The national Team Trump bus tour that is bringing the president's message through key states was also there. Mark Lauder is with Trump-Pence 2020 and says he thinks Trump's message on the economy and keeping the country safe is resonating with voters.
Turning on the news and watching major American cities burning and statues being torn down, it's just against the basic American value.
The Trump bus tour will head to Colorado Springs and Pueblo next. In 2016, Trump lost Colorado by nearly 5 percentage points. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The Front Range has cooler temperatures today and through the weekend. This is CPR News.